New York State Penal Code allows certain case-by-case transgressions of the law in the event that the purpose of the action was to prevent imminent public harm. This week, attorneys with the National Lawyers Guild asked Manhattan criminal court judge Robert Mendelbaum to apply this legal principle, known in New York as defense of justification, and reject the charge of disorderly conduct against their clients. They argued that due to the intensifying impact of global warming, the activists had no other choice but to refuse to disperse from the intersection of Wall Street and Broadway near the Stock Exchange and the headquarters of banks which are underwriting greenhouse gas emissions through investments in fossil fuels. Throughout the trial, Judge Mendelbaum referred to climate change as a grave and dire threat, an acknowledgement that could set a legal precedent for courts to accept climate change as a basic irrefutable fact in the future. However, Judge Mendelbaum rejected the necessity defense, stating that the threat posed by global warming remains too vague and abstract for defense of justification to apply. Instead, he found the activists not guilty because the NYPD had ordered them to vacate the entire area surrounding Wall Street, in violation of their constitutional right to peaceably assemble. John Tarleton, one of the 10 climate activists on trial this week, was nonetheless pleased by the verdict.
We stood up for our rights. We also stood up for the climate. And I feel like this was incredibly successful, the fact that judicial notice was taken of climate change that is a breakthrough, and hopefully it will pave the way for another day when defendants will actually win a case on a necessity argument. So I feel like we helped pave the way for that.
According to analysts with Bloomberg New Energy Finance, global investments in renewable energy grew 16% in 2014 to $310 billion. But oil, gas, and coal holdings still remain attractive to Wall Street investors, representing a market value of approximately $5 trillion. Tarleton and his co-defendants argue that without grassroots pressure, society will fail to take meaningful action to curb human activities fueling climate change. Peter Rue, FSRN, New York, New York.